This is JIS News. Coming up, primary surplus balance exceeds projections. JCF officers get diversity training and Port of Montego Bay to be equipped to receive LNG shipments. The news in detail after this message.
Students, enter the JIS Heritage Essay and Poster competitions. Deadline for entries October 31. Go to jis.gov.jm for details.
Now the news. Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Balz, is encouraging members of the public to exercise patience with the pace of economic growth being experienced within the country. Mr. Balz says persons should resist the urge to become pessimistic about the slow pace of economic growth because several economic indicators recorded over the past few months consistently suggest that the economy is taking steps forward. These indicators include sustained reduction in inflation, a slowing in the rate of depreciation of the Jamaican dollar, and economic ratings upgrades from several international ratings agencies.
It's almost like somebody is ill, and when you're on the MRI, they say you're getting better, but you don't look so good. The facts are generally going positively, and the climate, certainly I think amongst business people, is more positive today than it was 3 months ago, 6 months ago. You see it in some of the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce confidence index.
Mr. Balz says he personally believes that the current fiscal management of the economy is good, but is urging the government to pursue more growth-inducing projects which will yield tangible signs of economic growth. He was speaking at the recent Epoch Monthly press briefing. The government recorded a primary surplus balance of $32.8 billion for the month of August, $5 billion more than the $27.8 billion budgeted. Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, Richard Balz, has attributed the surplus to tax revenue collections for August, which totaled $158.8 billion, or $1.7 billion over the target, and is $22.3 billion better than the corresponding period in 2014. Mr. Balz says the best performing revenue categories during August were company tax, special consumption tax SCT, and general consumption tax GCT. The main underperformers were telephone tax, $7 million below target, and customs duty, which was $1 billion short of its target. While overall revenue inflow for the first 5 months of the 2015-2016 fiscal year, ending August 31, was 0.8% behind budget, the figure was 13.3% more than the corresponding period in 2014. The Port Authority of Jamaica is assuring that the Port of Montego Bay will be ready to accept shipments of liquefied natural gas LNG for the Bogue Gas Conversion Project. Vice President for Business Development at the Authority, Edmund Marsh, gave the commitment as he addressed the recent launch of the $2.5 billion project in St. James. The Jamaica Public Service Company is partnering with American company Fortress Energy to convert its 120-megawatt automotive diesel oil ADO plant at Bogue into a dual facility for ADO and LNG. Mr. Marsh says the Port Authority will be working to ensure that all deadlines and standards are met for the arrival of the first shipment of LNG. He adds that through collaboration with various stakeholders in Western Jamaica, the Port Authority has accelerated its plans for the modernization of the port. The Bogue project is scheduled to be completed by the second quarter of 2016 and will involve the shipment of LNG from Fort Lauderdale in the United States to the Port of Montego Bay. And some 230 police recruits have received diversity training to make a difference in how they relate to the public. The training included interaction with representatives of the various groups and was in support of the strategic objectives of the Jamaica Constabulary Force of upholding human rights and restoring public trust and confidence. Deputy Commissioner of Police in charge of operations, Clifford Blake, says the course was developed in recognition of the value of impacting the mindset of persons just coming into the organization, and as such will be offered to upcoming batches of recruits.
Go out there and try and make a difference. Use this training here to make a difference out there. Make a difference in how you speak to persons. Make a difference in if you see your colleagues doing something wrong, regardless of rank, regardless of service, just say to the person, you know, I think you could have done this differently.
The training was conducted under the Culture of Lawfulness component of the Community Empowerment and Transformation COMET Phase 2, a project of the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, in collaboration with the JCF. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.